This year, the National Park Service marks its 100th anniversary. Today, we're going to check in on the country's oldest urban national park, Rock Creek Park, in the nation's capital. Anthony Linforth is a park ranger at Rock Creek Park in Washington, D.C. He joins us via Skype. Anthony, welcome to Here and Now.
Thanks for having me today.
Well, first of all, I was wondering, for listeners who haven't been to Rock Creek Park, I wonder if you could just describe what it's like.
Well, Rock Creek Park is nestled in the center of Washington, D.C., and we have a little bit of everything that the National Park Service offers. We have historic buildings. There was a battle that took place on the grounds of part of Rock Creek Park. We have over 2,000 acres of land that we care for, lots of wildlife. This is a great time for migrating birds. And we also have the only planetarium in the National Park Service.
And Ranger Linforth, I understand that Rock Creek Park was founded in 1890, but it actually has a history that dates back even further to the Civil War.
Well, there was a battle fought here during the Civil War in 1864, the Battle of Fort Stevens. In fact, it's the only battle in which an American president was shot at. Abraham Lincoln was at Fort Stevens, and Confederate sharpshooters are said to have taken shots at him. It was a battle where General Early of the Confederates had swept up the Shenandoah Valley and was threatening Washington, D.C. from the north, and Union forces here were able to keep them at bay.
Mm-hmm. One of the many distinctions that Rock Creek Park has is that it's an urban park. It's not hard to get to. But I'm wondering, what are the particular challenges that come along with having a national park in such an urban location?
Well, one of the challenges is certainly for some of the plant species that we have here. We have a lot of people that have landscape around their homes, and some of those plants don't mix well with our native plants. And so they're is a constant battle to try and make sure that invasive species don't come into Rock Creek Park. We also are accessible for most people, but there are still certain people who aren't able to get to Rock Creek Park. There's buses that bring people through the park, but there's not a lot of places for people to get off a bus and go for a hike. We're trying to develop some hiking suggestions that allow people to come from the community and utilize the park.
On the other hand, the fact that it is an urban park makes it more accessible than some of the vast national parks that may be better known in places such as in the western United States. And I'm wondering if you think that America's urban parks don't actually get enough attention, given that so many people could go to them, but perhaps don't.
Well, we get quite a few people that come here, and I am truly amazed, though, that every day walking through our doors, we have somebody that says, oh my gosh, you know, I've lived here all my life, and this is the first time I've come to the Nature Center. We also get a lot of people that come in and say, you know, the last time I was here was 30 years ago on a school trip. Now I'm bringing my kids here, and we're hopeful that they will continue to come and enjoy Rock Creek Park.
Well, Anthony Linforth is a park ranger at Rock Creek Park in Washington, D.C. Ranger Linforth, it's been a pleasure to speak with you. Thank you so much.
Thank you very much.